I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service and welcome in Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette, who I believe is live at PNC Park. All right, Noah. This is supposed to be the Pirates social media is trying to turn this into a feel-good night with Jared Jones on the mound, but I'll speak from my own perspective. I don't really get the good vibes because of the way I think they've mangled their pitching staff. Carmen Majinski agrees with me. What's your take on how things went down there?
I kind of see it from both ways. I think Carmen has a legitimate reason to be upset, because I think right now he is one of their five best starting pitchers. However, I don't see how you could move anyone else into the bullpen right now. Jones clearly wasn't going for it. And I think that the other element of it with him coming off of an injury, you can control when he's going to pitch when he's in the rotation.
Yep.
And that's probably an easier process. And then Chandler, I mean, he probably was the guy who deserved the demotion the most, but I don't know if he makes your bullpen any better, and I don't know if the bullpen makes Bubba Chandler any better. So Carmen Majinski, he's going through the reality that a lot of people can relate to in the workforce, where you're going to have to do stuff at your job that you don't necessarily love, that you think is beneath your pay grade, because you're better at it than other people who have to do it for you.
Do you think that there's any reason for concern? He said something like, talk to my team, my agent, my family about what's next. Should there be any concern among Pirates fans that, like, he's going to be disgruntled to the point that it affects his performance, or that he asks for a trade out of town?
I don't know if it'll affect his performance, but I wrote a column last year around this time documenting his persistence on wanting an opportunity to start games heading after the 2024 season. He was pretty persistent on demanding that opportunity. And the Pirates, to their credit, snapped back at him and said, look, if we give you this chance and you're not good enough, we're going to option you. We're not just going to move you back to the bullpen. We're going to treat you like a starting pitcher. And that's exactly what happened last year. So, I mean, this is something that he's wanted for a long time. And to his credit, I think he improved as a starting pitcher this year compared to last year, and was good enough to stick around. So I think this whole being moved between the bullpen and the starting rotation thing, I don't think it's a thing that he's necessarily a fan of. And I think the timing of it is also something that makes sense. I mean, this is a guy who's approaching his arbitration years, and starters make a lot more money than relief pitchers. So I could see that being something that upsets him, considering his level of performance was good enough that he probably should have been in this rotation.
No, anybody who was watched the Pirates, and you have, he knows you're right about their bullpen problems. But honestly, it is as black and white as when Bubba Chandler doesn't start, the Pirates are a good team. And when he does, they almost always lose. So don't you just make yourself a better team by taking him out of the rotation?
I guess. I mean, I think everyone who watches the Pirates would also argue that they're one of the worst teams in baseball in innings 6 through 8. And right now you have a guy who can cover those innings 2 to 3 times a week, and he can do it pretty efficiently. So I think on that regard, you make your team better. And again, I think this team probably doesn't reach the playoffs unless Bubba Chandler gets right. They have so many other players in their rotation right now who will have some sort of workload restriction. Bubba Chandler doesn't have those. He's healthy. He's young. He can throw as many innings, to a certain extent, to what he wants. It's just he's got to be able to do that. And that doesn't get fixed with him in the bullpen. He's got to figure this out as a starter. So if you option him to AAA, I guess your rotation's better with Jared Jones replacing him, but your bullpen still sinks. Here, you're letting Bubba still figure it out in the major leagues, which I think is the right call. You make your bullpen better with Carmen in the bullpen, and you make your rotation potentially better with Jared Jones in the rotation over Carmen. So it's probably the right move, but it's not necessarily the fairest one. And we'll have to see how Carmen Majinski handles this, because if he checks out mentally or wants a trade, and I'm not suggesting that he does those things, but if that is indeed what happens, then the Pirates have a big problem on their hands.
Noah, how long do you think the leash is in terms of how they let Jared Jones go tonight? Is it pitches? Is it innings? I would assume pitches, but what do you think is going to be their blueprint for him this evening?
I think, and this is just speculation on my end, I would probably assume it would be something similar to where a guy is either his last start in spring training or his first start in the major league season. So like five ups, 80 pitches, somewhere in that ballpark is probably a realistic expectation, depending on how efficient he is. I mean, if he has any 30-pitch innings, they're probably going to give him a quick hook and should. But, I mean, if he's efficient, they'll probably let him complete five, but I don't see it being anything longer than, you know, five up-downs and or 80 pitches.
Congratulations on your success. You had the story yesterday on Connor Griffin, why he wasn't in the lineup. More information provided by the Pirates today. Griffin not cleared to throw, can only DH because of a muscle strain in the flexors of his forearm. And they're going to reevaluate him, not now, but in coming days. That's from the Pirates. What's your reaction to that?
I mean, my reaction is these next coming days are going to be very interesting because this is not a player they can afford to lose. And that's not a unique problem to the Pirates. I mean, any team in baseball, like, we can't afford to lose their starting shortstop, especially a guy who is their highest. He's signed to the highest contract in franchise history. He was on pace to be like a four-war player this year as a rookie. I mean, look at what he did over this past month. He was really, really good in the month of May. He was just coming into his own. Any time on the shelf would be a horrible
Do we
blow
know how this happened?
A horrible blow to Connor Griffin.
Have we gotten any?
I asked that. Yeah, I asked. I said, was this on one throw or was this an accumulation of things? And the response that I received was basically it's kind of a build-up type of injury, and he voiced it to them a couple days ago, just said his elbow wasn't feeling right. And after running the tests and everything, they determined it's a forearm injury. They're still evaluating them further for other things.
Noah, I was just going to say, anytime I hear forearm, now this is strain, low-grade muscle strain, but when I hear forearm tightness, I am a baseball watcher. My brain goes exactly to one pitcher from yesteryear, Tommy John. Is there anything you're being led to believe by the people you're talking to about this, by what you're reading, by your own knowledge of the sport, that this is what they are trying to ward off and avoid with him, or that this is even part of what is going on here in the background that they might be concerned about?
No, I was told yesterday explicitly that the UCL has not been a part of this conversation.
That's good.
For now. But, I mean, I think that that's still probably something that they're looking into. I mean, they'd be crazy not to, right? Like, you should absolutely be testing to see if that's okay. So, and then I asked about that today, too, during the availability. I said, you know, is the UCL a concern right now? And they said no. But they're probably going to evaluate that and a whole bunch of other things. Because, when you hear forearm strain, that's where a lot of people's brains go to. But as of now, from the conversations I've had, that hasn't come up in their concerns just yet.
All right. Noah Hyles, he is at PNC Park. He is outside. If you're watching on YouTube or X, he's on a staircase somewhere, I think, outside
of the press box.
Okay. That's where Steve Blass and Greg Brown used to smoke cigars illicitly there, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, are you a cigar guy?
Every now and then. I try not to smoke them too regularly, but yeah, I enjoy a good stogie.
I smoked a cigar on Memorial Day, two brush teeth at night, morning, mouthwash both times. Still couldn't get the taste away.
That's why I stopped doing it, man.
I'm not a fan of that.
I don't like that all my food tastes like the cigar that I was smoking. I don't like that my mouth tastes like the cigar for several days after. I had to make an adult decision several years ago.
Thanks, Noah. Talk again soon.
Absolutely, guys.
There
Good
you go.
To be on.
Noah Hyles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.